Friday edition of In Focus. Three times I've been doing In Focus this week. There's been no riots yet, so that's good to see. It is. Thank you, Dave. Yeah. And thank you, listeners. Thank you, everybody, for everything.
Well, I thank both of you for having me on today.
Thank you for saying that.
There's so much love in here.
You know what else? It should also be National You're Welcome Day.
I think that's tomorrow.
I didn't realize that there was a time frame.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Yeah, okay. Oh, good. Well. Go ahead.
Anyway, we got a big show this morning on In Focus. A lot of guests, and we're going to start things off with, as you probably guessed, Riley County Extension 4-H agent John Jobe. John, welcome on this Friday.
Hey, thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. We've got a lot of things to... Well, actually, before we get into that, let me give a quick preview for everybody about what to expect in the program. We'll have Riley County Senior Service Center Director Jamie Ramsey. She will be after John. Then we'll have Brian McNulty with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Around 9:30, we'll end things with a pre-recorded interview with Congressman Roger Marshall, was what we'll close the hour with. If you have any questions, comments, 785-537-1350. Of course, you can catch any In Focus that we have archived on our website, newsradiokman.com. And John, got a lot of events coming up.
A lot of things coming up this fall and on into spring. One of the things I'm going to talk about first is something I think everybody in the community can dive into. So every 3 years, we work with a group of high school age students to prepare for a trip to Washington, D.C. for what is known as Citizenship Washington Focus. So it's a leadership and community engagement initiative. During that three-year time, usually it's more like 2 years, but while we're building up to the trip itself, the young people are engaged in a number of different activities. They're out in the community. They're learning about local government and local policymakers. But one of the things they do in that time is they raise funds for the trip. It's a fairly pricey trip, as you can imagine, to get all the way to Washington, D.C. and stay there for a week. And so what we are going to be offering this October and then again in April is our citywide garage sale. We did this a number of years ago, and we'll be doing it leading up to our trip in 2019. So this garage sale is taking place the weekend of Friday, October 20th, so just around the corner, about a month out. And it's going to be out at the Wreath Barn in Sego Park. For those of you who are familiar with Sego Park, you know, some people know it as the fairgrounds. There is a large indoor barn facility up there, so that's where we're going to be housed that weekend.
Should be pretty fun, and a very important trip, too.
Very important trip. You know, for those of you who are maybe interested in assisting with the fundraising efforts, we are going to be intaking items on Thursday, October 19th from noon to 8, and we'll also intake again Friday, October 20th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then, of course, you know, people throughout the area that are interested in coming and shopping will be open Friday, October 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. and then again Saturday, October 21st, 7:30 to noon. If you are dropping off items or interested in shopping, just know that we are taking about anything. If it's in good working condition and maybe of interest to somebody, bring it in. It will be a huge, huge community-wide garage sale. So check us out.
And it's one of those things about 4-H that I think a lot of people don't, if you're not too familiar with 4-H, you don't think about these sort of trips and activities,
yeah.
Especially when you're talking about civics and it really shows you how well-rounded 4-H is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's initiatives like this. I think often when people think about 4-H, they maybe equate it with just livestock or 4-Hers participating in just club meetings. And it is so much more. They are, you know, we are focused on civic engagement, focused in on a lot of those leadership skills. And this is one of those events that really showcases that. So it's a great opportunity. Like I said, donate, shop. Check us out the weekend of Friday, October 20th. If you have questions about this particular garage sale event, you can give me a holler at the Riley County Extension Office, 785-537-6350. Perfect segue, Brady, into you were talking about those kind of leadership and civic engagement skills. The next opportunity that I want to mention is about a year ago, we were approached by an entity called Network Kansas. Network Kansas came to us and said, hey, we are going to be hosting, or we are looking for local organizations that are partnered with Chamber of Commerce. So we partnered with Trent Armbrist over at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and they said, we want to host some entrepreneurial events. And the formal name of this is Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. And so last March, we held our first Entrepreneurship Challenge event out at Potterfall in Seco Park. And basically what this looks to do is take those high school age youth in our area. They do not have to be 4-H affiliated. Any high school age youth that may have an idea for a product or business, and they basically come out on the day of the event and they provide a business plan to us. They set up a trade show booth, and they also do some type of speech or presentation to a panel of judges. You know, winners can walk away with $1,500. So it's a pretty cool event. If there's anybody that's, you know, has that business idea or even an idea for a product, I always think Shark Tank with stuff like this.
Right.
I'm an avid watcher of Shark Tank, and so I think, man, I could have come up with a really cool idea or product when I was younger. So if you're a high school age young person that has an idea, check us out. This event this year will be held on Tuesday, March 13th out at Seco Park, Potterfall. But if you're interested in figuring out a little bit more, getting some details, I would encourage you to give me a holler at the extension office. So
another example, I think, of how well-rounded 4-H'ers are.
Yeah.
And if anybody's really kind of geared up to maybe look at being an entrepreneur, 4-H kids, they kind of have a leg up on that.
Sure, sure. And, you know, especially when it comes to, I think, some of those public speaking skills. Last year, I'll kind of toot the horn a little bit, our winner, Bridget Stanton, was a Riley County 4-H'er. And I think one thing that set her apart from maybe some of the other participants was she's just a wonderful public speaker. She can articulate what it is that she was trying to sell, or her business plan, essentially. So, yeah, check us out, man. Entrepreneurship Challenge. We will be rocking again this year.
Usually they're managing their own, when you're talking about the fair and you're talking about livestock, they're usually managing their own livestock.
Yeah,
they have a lot of those skills
absolutely.
And another aspect of that, when you're talking about this time, actually, speaking of the fair, I was wondering, how was Riley County showing up at the State Fair in Hutchinson? I know
we had a pretty wonderful showing. We just rounded out with, we had some families down there participating in horse events yesterday. So really good showing. And, you know, as kind of rounding that up, I get to go down and pick up exhibits, I believe, Monday morning. So, yeah, great showing. As you know, you were maybe out at the Riley County Fair this year.
I was.
It was a tremendous event. We had wonderful weather, wonderful participation, and the community really showed up to support our 4-H'ers. So great event.
And no real downtime. You know, I think a lot of people think for 4-H kids, like, oh, the fair is over, the state fair is wrapping up. That's about it.
You're absolutely right. Things just keep on rolling, you know, state fair. And then as we kind of get out of fair season, we have a lot of just countywide initiatives, including the ones that I've just discussed here that keep going throughout the winter months. And, yeah, not a whole lot of downtime.
There isn't. I was in 4-H as a kid.
Yeah.
From the elementary school and the high school.
Finagled
my way into the presidency of the Walnut Valley 4-H Club towards my junior and senior year.
Very cool. We have officer training coming up. So, Brady, if you need some volunteer hours, you know.
Okay.
Come out.
I'll look at the schedule, see how things might work out. But I remember it gets to this time of year, and there's really no downtime, because also when it comes to the holidays, 4-H clubs are usually pretty charitable, they do a lot of things that help out during the holidays.
Absolutely.
So anything else you want to do?
No, you know, just in general, aside from the things that I mentioned today, if you are interested in maybe checking out opportunities that 4-H has to offer, this is the time of year where clubs are looking to recruit new members. So if you have an interest, you have a young person out there, and you said, hey, maybe 4-H has something to offer us, which I guarantee we do, you can give me a holler at 785-537-6350. Again, I am Riley County 4-H agent John Job.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all that. When we come back, we will speak with Jamie Ramsey, Riley County Senior Service Center.